Mikey's Breakfast on Brentman and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's hopefully it won't be as hot as it was yesterday. On the phone right now, I've got Professor Rajesh Agrawal, who's a consultant ophthalmologist. Is that right?
Yeah, ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist. Okay. Yeah. I knew I'd get something wrong somewhere along the lines. Can I call you Rajesh?
You can indeed.
Fantastic. So, Rajesh, tell me what an ophthalmologist actually does.
So, an ophthalmologist is anyone who looks after your eyes. So you've got opticians, or now they're called optometrists, who you go and see in the shops, and they will test your eyes and look after the health of your eyes. But then if there's any problems, any pathology with the eye, then you need to see a doctor, and an eye doctor is an ophthalmologist.
Ah, right. Okay. So when you go to the optician, the photo of the back of the eye, do you use that to draw a conclusion of what's going on?
Yes. So in the old days, opticians really, what they did was to check your eyes for glasses, contact lenses. But as we've got more and more sophisticated equipment, we can get much better idea of what's going on with the health of the eye. So most opticians now will have what they call an OCT scanner, which is a laser scanner, which scans the back of the eye, and it gives us much, much more information about the optic nerve, which is the nerve of the eye, and the retina, in particular, an area called the macula, which you need for reading, writing, color vision, all the detailed part of the work. So now we've got equipment which makes life a lot easier for us, and it also can give us a lot more information than we had, say, 10 years ago.
Well, I've got a little bit of knowledge about this because I had a papilledema a while ago. Is that how you pronounce it, papilledema?
Right. So
I had to have that investigated, and that photograph at the back of the eye, they sent me with that, and I went straight into Queen's Hospital. And then they put some eye drops in, you'll know all about this, that make your eyes really, really big, and it lets so much light in. Is that because you need to get the iris wider so you can view in and see what's actually going on?
Correct. So, you know, the iris is what dictates how much light gets into the eye. And when you go out in the sun, your pupils constrict. So that's to reduce the amount of light going in. So if we shine a light to try and look into your eye, your pupils come right down and it makes it harder for us to look into your eye. So the drops just dilate your pupils, makes the iris expand, and therefore we can have a better look in. But unfortunately, it does mean that your vision isn't as good as it should be for about, depending on which drops you use, 4 to 8 hours.
Yeah, they do last it, because I felt like I was walking in a spacesuit when I came out of the hospital. So what are you actually looking for at the back of the eye? Because I know everyone's completely different.
The best way to look at the eye is to think of it as a camera. So you've got the front of the eye, which we call the cornea, the clear window of the eye. Then behind that, as you quite rightly say, you've got the iris. That's the coloured part of the eye. And the little hole in the middle is your pupil. Just sitting behind that is the lens. And that's probably what we work on most of the time. Cataract surgery is when the lens of the eye goes cloudy. So when it goes cloudy, you replace it. So that is probably the most common operation that ophthalmologists do. Then sitting behind the lens is an empty cavity full of jelly, which we call the vitreous. And then at the back of the eye, you have that lining, which we call the retina. That's the film of the eye. And as I said, there are two important parts to this retina. One is that central area called the macula, and you get macular degeneration. And that's the commonest cause of blindness or reduced vision in the Western Hemisphere. And then you have also the small nerve, where all the nerve fibers collect, and then they go through, and then that message is relayed to the brain.
Wow. So when you get the floaters, you know, you get the little floaters that they look like hairs or little dots or something like that. And you don't notice them most of the time because you're not looking for them. But when you notice them, it's difficult to get away from them. What exactly is a floater?
So the floaters are little bits of degenerative vitreous within the jelly of the eye. That's the most common reason for floaters, and we all get them. But the floaters that we as ophthalmologists or the optometrists are concerned about are floaters which you get in association with the jelly coming away from the eye. So as you get older, the jelly becomes more liquefied and then it comes away. And as it comes away, it's pulling on the retina. And that's why people see flashing of light usually in the temporal part of their vision.
Ah, right.
When that happens, it's that jelly pulling. Once the jelly comes away, then that pulling stops and the flashing light stops.
Ah.
But our problem is that as the jelly comes away, it can sometimes tear a hole in the retina, in which case fluid from the jelly can go behind it and cause something we don't like called a retinal detachment, and that can be sight-threatening.
Oh, right, gotcha. Now, I've heard of retinal detachment because when years and years ago when I was looking at bungee jumping, there were people getting it with that. Is that right, or have they misdiagnosed
it? It can do, but because of the speed with which you're travelling, that can disrupt, of course, changes within the jelly as it pulls away. But the other problems with bungee jumping and so on is that you can get hemorrhages in the eye. And
that's
more common than a retinal detachment.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now, a friend of mine has got the early onsets of cataracts, and I was watching a documentary a while ago where it was showing the cataracts actually being broken up with a laser. Do you still use that method now?
So, as you quite rightly say, cataracts is a very common condition which we all get as we get older. Some people get it at younger age, particularly if you're atopic. That means if you have eczema, asthma, hay fever, and people who are diabetic, for example, or on steroids. So younger people can get them, but usually the most common cause of cataract is just aging. So as their lens gets thicker, your vision deteriorates. It's like looking through a foggy window.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we do is remove it. And there are several techniques of removing it. The commonest cause, a way of doing it, is called phacoemulsification. So what we do is enter the eye, and then we use a high-frequency ultrasound probe to shatter the lens. We then shatter it, suck it out, and through that tiny incision, we can put different sorts of lenses in. So depending on whether you want to wear glasses or whether you want to be more independent of glasses, we have different lenses that we can use, each with pros and cons as usual in life. So that's what we do. But the shattering of the lens can also be done with a laser. So we now have lasers which can open the cataract, break it up, and then all we have to do, go in, suck it out, and put the new lens in. So there are two things here. Firstly is removing the lens, and there are two ways of doing that, as I said. And then the second thing is what sort of lens we put into the eye, whether you want to wear glasses or not.
Well, Professor Agarwal, this must have taken you years and years and years to learn how to do this, because it's a very technical thing, the eye. It's not just a lump of jelly, is it?
No, I mean, the eye, as you know, is the window to a lot of diseases as well. So through the eye, when we look through, we can spot a lot of systemic diseases. For example, you can tell if people got hypertension, if they've got diabetes, some sort of systemic conditions like sarcoid and TB. So there's a lot of systemic illnesses we can also diagnose through the eye. The commonest diseases that people should really be looking at is cataracts, macular degeneration, and the third one we haven't even touched on now is glaucoma. So glaucoma is damage to the nerve. Macular degeneration is damage to that central area of the retina called the macula.
Yeah.
And cataracts is the lens going cloudy. So they're the three most common conditions that ophthalmologists and optometrists see.
Thank you so much for talking to me like that. I could talk to you all day, to be honest, because I find it fascinating. Will you come on again in perhaps a month or two's time and sit and have another chat with us?
Of course.